Our assignment for this week was to bring an example of somebody who encouraged someone else. And one example is when Elijah the prophet was teaching Elisha to follow after him. They went around doing the work of God together, and Elisha really looked up to Elijah. But then the day came that Elijah had to go, and God took him up in a whirlwind to heaven. And I'm sure it was kind of worrisome to Elisha for him to think that now he was going to have to do it by himself. But then Elijah dropped his mantle, and I think that was probably a real encouragement to Elisha to know that Elijah had left a little part of him with him.
I got a verse in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. This is Moses encouraging the children of Israel before they cross over the Jordan. It says, "Be valiant and strong. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, nor be terrified before them. For the Lord your God, He is the one who goes before you and with you and among you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." And that made me think, a lot of times when all our problems seem to be adding up and struggles, really all we need is just a change of attitude. Instead of cowering before it, just have courage and remember that if you're on the Lord's side and you keep going, you'll eventually get through. I think that's just kind of a good attitude to have toward everything in life. Just face it all with courage and just go through it with the Lord.
God really appreciates when people have the spirit of encouragement, and one of my favorite examples of that has always been the story of Joshua and Caleb when Moses sent the 10 people to the land of Canaan to spy it out, and they came back and everyone said that the land was good and flowing with milk and honey, but there's these giants there that will defeat us, so we can't go because we'd be killed. And but Joshua and Caleb said, "No, God will help us to defeat them." And this is what God said about that. He said, "Assuredly, all the men who are seeing my glory and signs, which I did in Egypt and in this desert, and put me to the test now these 10 times, did not heed my voice. They certainly shall not see the land I swore to their fathers, but their children who are here with me do not know good or evil. Every inexperienced youngster, to these I shall give the land. However, all those who provoke me shall not see it. Now my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and followed me fully, I will bring him into the land where he went, and his seed shall inherit it." And so you can really influence the attitude of a whole group of people, whether to strive on forward or to hang back, and that's just something to really shoot for, I think.
I've got a story to tell you guys from when my dad was a boy. I always really enjoy this story of how he really liked mechanic work a lot, and so he went over to the neighbor lady's house to do an oil change on her car. And he went over there, got under the car, pulled the plug, drained the bad fluid, bad oil, and then he took the filter off the bottom. And you know, she had supplied the new filter and the new oil. And so he didn't know back then that you gotta put the new filter on hand tight. And so he used the filter wrench, stuck it on, he got it too tight. He didn't know he did, but he got it too tight, and it stripped the threads out of the filter. And so then he took the oil, dumped it in the top, and it just ran out the bottom. And the lady there saw it. She was like, "Gotta have something to settle the dust around here." And then And so then he went down there and he realized that it was coming out of the filter. And, you know, he saw that it was stripped out, it was pouring out. And he took it off, and the lady's like, yeah, I'm never going to buy one of those again. You know, she blamed it on the brand of the filter. And he said, you know, if she would have, you know, got upset with him or something like that, you know, who knows, he might have not turned out to be a mechanic. So he said he always appreciates her so much because of that. You know, she just encouraged him like that, even if he made mistakes like that. So.
Barnabas was often known as the son of encouragement because he often went around and encouraged the sons of God and the brethren and sisters. And here in Acts 11:22-24, the news about them reached the ears of the church at Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and witnessed the grace of God, he rejoiced and began to encourage them all with resolute heart to remain true in the Lord. For he was a good man and full of Holy Spirit and of the faith, and considerable numbers were brought to the Lord. So here's a good for encouraging people.
I thought about Paul. He would travel miles and miles across the sea in a ship to go and encourage and strengthen the churches far away. And he would also go and preach around the areas where there wasn't many churches, and he was just a good encouragement.
Matthew 28:20. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Hebrews 3:13. But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
Luke 31:32. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith will not fail, and when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren.